From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. A News Channel 13 Survey USA poll released October 31st shows Republican John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado locked in a tie at 44% each in New York's 19th congressional district. The Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield and independent Diane Neal each received 3% in the poll of 600 likely voters taken October 26 to 29. 6% were undecided. Delgado did better in this poll with voters over age 65, with Faso having more support from voters younger than 65. Delgado did better with voters polled with a salary over $80,000, and Faso did better with those who do not make that much. 19% of those polled say the political ads running on various media outlets have influenced who they'll vote for. Survey USA does not have a stellar record polling this district. In 2016, the Survey USA poll just before the election had Zephyr Teachout beating Faso by 3 points. Faso won that election by 8 points. A Mammoth University poll released October 30th had Delgado at 49% to Faso's 44%. The new Survey USA poll caused the website 538.com to move the election back to a toss-up after they recently called it a, and I quote, lean Democratic, end quote, race. Ariel Zangler in the Daily Freeman profiled State Senator George Amador and Pat Strong, both campaigning for New York's 46th district. Amador is on the Republican, Conservative, Independence, and Reform lines November 6th. And Strong is on the Democrat, Working Families, and Women's Equality lines. Amador's running for his third term in a district that was said to be designed for him by Senate Republicans. Amador said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "The property tax burden is crushing our families, seniors, and small businesses. While the property tax cap has been successful, we need to couple it with significant mandate relief to reduce the crushing tax burden," end quote. Strong has different priorities. She said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "We need our fair share of foundation aid from New York State," end quote. She also wants to pass the New York Health Act and Climate and Community Protection Act. The district includes all of Greene and Montgomery counties and parts of Ulster, Albany, and Schenectady counties. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo reports at Capital Confidential that Democrat Cynthia Nixon endorsed Andrew Cuomo for governor on October 31st without saying his name. Nixon lost to Cuomo in the Democratic primary in September and since has given up her spot on the Working Families Party line to Cuomo. In a Facebook video, she did not mention Cuomo but urged voters to choose all the Working Family Party candidates November 6.
In New York, we can win a Democratic majority in the state Senate that will be game-changing. That's why on November 6th, I'm joining with hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers to vote on the Working Families Party ballot line, top to bottom.
Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Chris Bragg reports in Capital Confidential that Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro told the Times Union editorial board October 31st that he would support legislation that would codify abortion rights in New York. He was not fully supportive, but he did break from the Conservative Party on the issue. Molinaro said, and I quote, "I understand the need, should the Supreme Court suggest that abortion is not a constitutional right, and it is. Should the Supreme Court suggest it's not a constitutional right, the state would need to act to at least codify so that it's not treated as a criminal or a penal violation," end quote. Republicans have held up the Reproductive Health Care Act in the state Senate, and the Conservative Party has more extreme views on the issue. Molinaro, currently Dutchess County Executive, is on both the Republican and Conservative lines on the November 6th ballot. Molinaro said he has differences with the Reproductive Health Act. He said, and I quote, "I recognize the need to ensure that it is not enforced through a penal or criminal law, but there is not general consensus on late-term abortion, and only poor people end up getting and accessing abortions without physicians. And so I would say, segmented, it's possible, and address late-term, non-physician-assisted abortions separate and apart if the legislature is willing to do that. But I will say again, only poor people end up getting abortions without doctors. That, to me, is discriminatory, end quote. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.